Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Ghost Who Stayed Home by Bobby Holmes, also known as Anna J. McIntyre. Narrated by Romy Nordlinger. Chapter 1. Gray storm clouds blanketed the sky, obscuring the sun and making the day feel more winter than spring. It provided a dismal backdrop for Marlowe House, which seemed somehow taller on this day to Joanne Johnson as she pulled up in front of the house and parked her car. With the engine still running and her hands clutching the steering wheel, Joanne peered out the car window, studying her place of employment. The towering structure, shielded from the impending storm by the mansard roofline, appeared lifeless and deplete of hope. Joanne knew if she sat there much longer, she was going to cry. Steeling her courage, the middle-aged housekeeper took a deep breath and turned off the engine. Removing the keys from the ignition and snatching her purse off the passenger seat, she opened the car door and got out of the vehicle. Hurrying up to the front walk of Marlowe House, hoping to get inside before the rain started falling, she heard someone call out her name just as she reached the gate. Pausing a moment, she turned to the street and saw Adam Nichols rushing toward her. She guessed he was coming from Ian's house. Adam, in his mid-30s, was a few years older than her employer, Danielle Bodman. Joanne had known Adam for as long as she could remember. He had been a handsome teenage boy and had grown up to be a good-looking man with dark brown, almost black eyes, and shortly cropped brown hair. Real estate broker and owner of Frederickport Vacation Properties, he always dressed sharply, and if Joanne